This is the local VK5 news segment, and let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF again, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As I told you last week, we were hopeful that our club remote station would be back on the air by the time you listened to the broadcast, and this has turned out to be correct. Thanks to the team who replaced the faulty coaxial cable, and John, VK5DJ, all is good again. John and Tom, VK5NFT, have rewritten the operator's manual for the IRLP, Echolink and the remote station, and a copy has now been sent to all members, so we may hear a bit more traffic using these modes now. Next Friday night will be an antenna construction night, and we are hoping to have 9 or 10 dual band flower pot antennas built and tuned up by the time it is all over. Some of these will be used for the hill climb comms points, but we may have a spare or two for members to purchase and use for themselves. Very simple to make, and probably better performing than some commercially made antennas, they make a good project for a club build, as the cost is minimal. Our sights will be set on the next target now, which is the design and build of the gazebo frames for our trackside shelters for the hardy souls who brave the elements and the danger of being located on the side of the hill for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb event. Unfortunately, three of our old frames were destroyed by the strong winds that we encountered during the event last year. Time for some bulletproof and hopefully windproof replacements. We have had a number of worthy suggestions put forward for consideration as budget items for the next 12 months, so it will be interesting to see what we end up spending some of our hard-earned funds on. Among the ideas were a complete portable toolkit, including a high-end antennaliser for our hard-working repeater maintenance team, a big screen TV for the club meeting room, a refrigerator for keeping soft drinks cold during the summer months, although at the present moment that would not seem to be necessary, and roll on the AGM so we can find out. We've just been advised by Tim, VK5AV, our chief examiner, that he and the team will conduct exams for new licensees and those who may wish to upgrade in August, not July, as I said last week. We wish all candidates the very best and look forward to some new call signs as a result. The proposed Dorodong barbecue and the associated tour of Ross VK3KBO's little factory has attracted some interest, and we are now just waiting on a suitable date and time. As soon as we have this, we will notify those who have expressed an interest in coming along. That pretty much brings us up to date for this week. Therefore, it's time for our members to wish you all a good week and for me to say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. All VK5 VCO will be turning off his temporary VK5 ROC repeater, which has been operating from his QTH, while VK5 ROC at lower light has been under repair. Thanks for a great effort, Paul. Keith, VK5OQ, will be turning the original VK5 ROC repeater on, which he has been repairing. It will be temporarily operating from Yarralunga on an Omni vertical antenna about 10 meters above ground level being about 240 meters above sea level. He would like you to attempt to access it and report. This may be difficult depending on where you are. Contact details is vk5oq@gmail.com. It is his intention to reinstall it at lower light on Saturday the 8th of July. Thanks to you also, Keith, for a great effort. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday 5th of July. The next tech night will be on Wednesday 19th of July. And the event will be an F-call forum and soldering evening. Don't forget to respond to Paul, VK5VCO's email, future event topics, and Bruce VK5VAB's call for assistance at the 60th anniversary of JOTA on the 21st-22nd of October, and John VK5NI's preparations for Science Alive in August. More information to follow. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue. Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news and notes from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, on Friday night, a lot of the Nerks gathered at the Grand North Restaurant on Grand Junction Road at Northfield, and we had a very enjoyable meal and a lot of interesting conversation. So it was a very good night and everybody enjoyed themselves. So thanks for coming along to the fifth Friday night dinner, and we'll see you again at another venue like that. Well, it's July, and that means it's the month that we have our annual general meeting, and that will be on Friday the 14th of July, and it will be at the normal meeting place for the Northeast Radio Club, which is the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent, Modbury West. Plenty of off-street parking, and I hope to see a lot of you come along. And if you're interested in standing for a position on the committee, then please get in touch with either Rob, VK5RC, or Brian, VK5VI. And this will be, of course, having a feast on the night, and there will be a small cover charge of $5 for this event, and that will include the pizza and chicken and chips. And please bring along a salad or a dessert to share with everyone. And if you want a bit of a stronger drink than the tea, coffee and soft drinks that we'll have available, then by all means bring along your own drink that you fancy. And there will also be a keynote speaker on the night, and that will be on a subject which is guaranteed to be of general interest to everyone. So please note, this meeting commences at 6:30 p.m. and partners are most welcome. So don't forget the AGM of the Northeast Radio Club on Friday the 14th of July. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Well, that's all for this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.